The relationship between media violence and behavior in children has been studied for decades. Most research has linked exposure to violence on TV and in movies to an increase in aggression. In a new study, researchers report children who were taught in school how to reduce their use of television and video games were less aggressive later on. NPR's Michelle Trudeau reports.
Pediatrician Thomas Robinson from Stanford University persuaded two public elementary schools in San Jose, California, to be part of the research study. One school gave its third and fourth graders special lessons on how to cut back on television, videotapes, and video game use. The other school was given no special lessons. The curriculum first focused on making the children aware of all the time they spend watching TV and to come up with other activities they like doing instead.
Then it went into a 10-day TV turnoff in which kids tried to watch no television, videotapes, or video games for an entire 10 days to show them what life was like without television and to build their confidence that they could actually go without television.
The curriculum provided positive reinforcement for doing well during the 10-day cold turkey TV turnoff.
Then that led into a period of budgeting in which kids would try and keep their total viewing under 7 hours per week or an average of an hour a day.
Robinson reports in this month's issue of the Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine that, first, the special year-long lessons significantly reduced TV viewing by the 8- and 9-year-olds.
The reduction was almost 6 hours per week in television viewing, almost 2 hours per week in videotape viewing, and almost 3 hours per week in video game playing.
That's a decrease of about a third. The control group in the other school had no decrease in its viewing habits. But more importantly, says Robinson,
we followed kids from the beginning to the end of the school year and looked at differences in their aggressive behavior between the two schools.
The research team went out onto the playgrounds of both schools, monitoring physical aggression like hitting, punching, or slapping another child, and verbal aggression like cursing or mocking another child.
We found kids who were in the school that received the curriculum reduced their number of acts of physical aggression by about 40% and reduced their number of acts of verbal aggression by about 50% compared to the control group.
Psychologist Dorothy Singer from Yale University has done similar research looking at what happens when kids cut back on TV. She says what's important about this kind of study is that it gives parents more incentive to be involved in their children's television habits.
The signal to parents is you really have to monitor to see what your kids are watching, control it, and reduce the number of hours. So I think that was the message that comes through.
This kind of research is particularly tricky to do because there are so many variables that can cause a group of children to behave less aggressively. Maybe more parental attention. Maybe teachers in one school are reinforcing more positive behaviors. It's hard to point the finger squarely at the tube. But key to sorting this out is to see if the reduction in aggression lasts over time. So Stanford's Thomas Robinson has now begun a 2-year study in 12 elementary schools to try and confirm whether the advantages of turning off the tube persist, even after the lessons are long over. Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.